Well, Tony Abbott is in Melbourne too, and this morning he promised an extra $179 million over 4 years to tackle violent gangs and knife crime. His package includes a national violent gangs squad of an extra 200 police investigators, extra handheld metal detectors, and a national gangs database. Coincidentally, the government also promised today to crack down on knife crime. Alexandra Kirk is travelling with the opposition leader and she joins us now. Alex, law and order is largely a state issue. What can the federal government do about it in reality?
Yes, well, Tony Abbott concedes that law and order is administered by the states and territories, but that gangs operate across the country and that a large chunk of crime is related to drug trafficking and drug trafficking syndicates that, of course, operate on a national basis. He also says that it's important that the Commonwealth take a leadership role, an overarching role, when it comes to state and territory oversight of law and order. And that, of course, the federal government has responsibility for federal police officers who then would be seconded to the states and territories by the Australian Crime Commission to crack down on crime. Now, he's saying that the main crime that the opposition is targeting via this announcement is street, bikie and prisons gangs, and that they want to commit extra police and crack down on knife crime, which they say accounts for about half of the homicides in Australia, something like 300 people are killed in Australia a year, and that half of those are from knife crime. And this is how he launched his crime and gang announcement.
What we will be doing is establishing a national violent gangs database so that the activities of gangs can effectively be tracked right around Australia. And we will be establishing a national violent gangs squad under the auspices of the Australian Crime Commission that will lead a national fight against violent gang crime. On the subject of knives, we have towards 300 homicides a year in Australia, and almost 50% of these homicides involve knife crime. It's important that we crack down on knife crime because knives are helping to make our streets far less safe. So we will be adding to the list of restricted knife imports. We will be working with the states to try to bring about tougher uniform penalties for carrying knives without lawful reason, and we will be funding more metal detectors for use by police on the spot.
That's the coalition leader Tony Abbott in Melbourne this morning. Now, Alex, there's some polling out this morning which shows the leaders are neck and neck. And did Tony Abbott make any comments about that?
Well, he's continuing his policy of not commenting directly on opinion polls, other than to say he's still the underdog. So he's obviously wanting the underdog status all the way to the election, hoping that that's going to play well for him. But he has obviously taken the opportunity to take another chip at the government. He says that Julia Gillard is watching her government disintegrate, that her spirited performance yesterday was more about fighting for herself than fighting for the country, as he claims he is doing, and taken a swipe at her defence of rigorously examining government expenditure and the Razor Gang operation on pensions and parental leave. He said she claims to be the Perry Mason of the government's Razor Gang, but that she didn't apply those forensic examination skills to the government's multi-billion-dollar stimulus funding packages.
The campaign is certainly heating up. Alexandra Kirk, travelling with the opposition leader, thank you.